Anchorage, South Dakota.
The focus of grain traders shifting back to weather, crop progress, and crop condition. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Kara Hart has more.
As corn transitions into the pollination stage, warm, dry conditions across the Midwest are getting some attention. There are unknowns ahead. Ag Country Farm Credit Services market education specialist Katie Tangen reminds farmers to manage through the uncertain times.
And the risk is a lot of times what gives us our opportunities, because when those unknowns become known, the market doesn't need to offer a premium for it anymore. So when you're looking at making your marketing plan and these sorts of things happen, you know, it's fine to ask yourself, well, what if this happens? But I think the other question you have to ask yourself is, what if it doesn't happen? What if we don't have a drought? And we have to kind of maneuver around that and make sure that we put our business in a position that it continues on long-term.
Tangen acknowledges this is a more challenging year to market the crops.
Even last year, because of that, the planting situation in May and June, we had prices that were up as far as, I can't remember, 475, 470, something like that was the high. This year, since about maybe the mid-January, we haven't had a futures price that's offered many people a chance at profitability. So now it's a harder decision, because now if I sell now, I know I'm selling at a loss, and I know that loss is locked in. If I wait, I might get a better price, and I might have a chance at a profit. And that is very, very true. But there's a balance here that has to be struck, and it's difficult. It's not a decision anyone wants to make, but that's where the market is right now.
Hear more from Tangen on managing risk and get her take on the July USDA report in the latest edition of Rural Perspectives, presented by Ag Country Farm Credit Services. That podcast can be found at rrfn.com. Reporting agriculture's business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.
Friday.